Okay, welcome back, everyone. Tonight we discuss Mirev and Yaakov. So the last few weeks we have been introduced to the fact that the Avos, when it says that the Avos created the Tfilos, it means a lot more than just that Yitzchak had this Einfall, that after his father had created Shachris, I got to do something with my life, so I'm going to create Mincha. And the same thing with Yaakov deciding he suddenly wants to do Ma'ariv. There's something inherent to the fact that there are three tefillos of the day and there are three avos. And what Rav Rakovsky has been enlightening us to is something we, I guess, could have understood all along, but we never thought about, that the three avos really are very much like those three times of day. They very much mimic the three times a day that we've been speaking about. Shacharis, the beginning, everything is wonderful, everything is in front of you. Mincha, the sunset, things, understanding our limitations, facing the din, chashecha gedola, all of those things. And that really mimics the life of Yitzchak. And finally, we get to tonight, Yaakov, and the connection between Yaakov and Mirev. Okay. Yaakov domela arvis. Maseches chayev shel Yaakov avinu. The maseches, the discussion, the fullness of Yaakov avinu's life. Ritzufa yisurin. Aval sofa shalva ushlemut. It is very packed with yisurin, but it ends with Shalva and Shlemut. Ends with Shalva and Shlemut. We pointed out that the night appears to be one time period. That's the way we experience it. We experience the night as one time period, morning, afternoon, and night. But the night really consists, as we spoke about, of a combination of ending the previous day and beginning the next day. It's a combination of a continuation of Mincha, of sunset, and everything that sunset is about, din. And it also, however, is at a certain point, perhaps let's say after midnight, it is already an introduction to the chesed of the next day. It in and of itself is difficult to understand. It's hard to know in the middle of the night exactly what we're up to. It isn't until the rays of the sun begin in the next morning that we realize that we're almost there. It's a very, very long night. But it begins with difficulty. It picks up right at the time of Mincha, at the time of sunset, but it ends with sunrise. So Yaakov Avinu's life as well was the same thing. It had many, 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 many Yisurin along the way, a lot of darkness, a lot of confusion, a lot of Hester Panim, but it ends with Shalva and Shlemut. Ubi Ikar Emuna Ubitachon Benitzchias Yisrael. And the life of Yaakov is an emunah and a bitachon in the fact that we are going to make it through the night. We are going to make it through the night, and not only are we going to make it through the night, but we're going to make it through the night shalem. As opposed to Avraham and Yitzchak, who had very different experiences, but ended up not being able to bring all of their children to the, so to speak, promised land. Yaakov, through all the difficulties and all the questions and all the whatever, so despite all of that, he's able to get the kids to the other side. Just one second. Hi. Hi, Miriam. How are you? I don't know if Adina is home. I'm in the middle of giving a shiur downstairs. I guess maybe just leave it on the door, though I wanted to meet you.
Was he able to bring his kids to the other side?
Okay, wonderful. Speak to you soon.
The things they did, selling the brother, their brother, I understand it was all part,
It
all
is a good
played
question
part
how
of the
they got through
story,
so much
how they
darkness.
got. They sort of got away with murder.
Right. They kind of did get away with murder, yeah. Yeah, they kind of did get away with
Why
murder.
does God forgive that?
It's a good question. which is probably way beyond the shear of Yaakov and Ma'ariv. But I don't know. I don't know how to address it in this context alone. But Yaakov certainly is what we're really talking about here. Yaakov gets to the other side. Okay, so back to where we were. Yaakov hu Yisrael mitaso shleima. Yaakov is Yisrael, and his bed is complete. His bed is complete. Despite any of the mistakes that everyone may have made, despite everything, Yaakov represents the Jew in Galus, represents the Jew over this very, very, very long time period, which maybe is a bit of an answer to what you're asking, Dr. Mark, that, you know, the Jews will make terrible mistakes. They will cause the destruction of the Mikdash. All these things will happen. But at the end of the day, we're going to get to the finish line. At the end of the day, that's what the world has been created for, so that we can somehow get to the finish line. Mitchila, at the beginning of his life, Tzarat Esav, Tzarat Lavan, Tzarat Dina, Tzarat Yosef, right? He doesn't catch a break. He doesn't catch a break. He actually lives, the very, very beginning of his life is actually rather calm at home. And then one thing after another. Esav, Lavan, Dina, Yosef, Yaakov me'az le'dato, menahel ma'avak akuv im Esav. So from the moment of his birth, right, again, it was in a certain sense, didn't have so many problems at home when he was a kid, but Chazal already tell us that already in the womb, he was already fighting. He was already fighting Esav. Merivim al nachalat shnei olamot. As Chazal tell us, they were fighting an existential battle over who would get this world and who would get the next world. Yaakov shemidato emet. Yaakov, whose fundamental nature was one of trying to stick to truth, chayav lehitmoded bidrachim akuvot. He spends his entire life in a bidyeved kind of situation, in a situation that he has to figure out everything through trickery and underhandedness. He's never in his comfort zone. Beramaut litol habrachot. With trickery, he ends up having to get the brachos. Begneva latzeit mi beit aviv. Right? He ends up stealing away, so to speak, in leaving his father's house. Lihilachem beramauyot lavan. He has to fight against all the trickery of Lavan. And he quotes here, achiv ani beramaut. That Chazal say that Yaakov said to him, you know, if you want to play that game, I could play that game. You want to play on a level, I could play on the level. But you want to try to be underhand, I could beat you at that. Linhog b'chanufa im Esav. He has to flatter Esav when he meets him back again. V'ta'avor ha'mincha al panav, sharui b'ka'as shetzarich kol zot. Sharui b'ka'as shetzarich kol zot. Rashi says that Yaakov is so upset about the way he has to lower himself to Esav when he comes in contact. He understands what Esav is. He understands what he is. And yet when he returns to Eretz Yisrael, he has to lower himself and kiss him and all this and that. And Rashi says, Sharui b'ka'as shetzarich kol zot. He's upset. It bothers him. Everything is so difficult. Ach, be'emtza haderech, mitrachesh shinui. Then, in the middle of the way, there is a change. Shinui hamitbate b'hachlafat shemo miYaakov liYisrael. And that change is reflected by the fact that his name changes fundamentally from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yes, Avraham's name changes a little bit from Avram to Avraham, but it's essentially the same thing. It's an expansion. It's an expansion of what he's able to do. Do you ever think about what does Avram mean? Avram, according to many, means Av of Aram. He's the father figure of Aram. He grew up in Aram Naharaim. He's the father figure. His destiny, some say, was to be the local Orthodox rabbi for Aram. He was supposed to bring God to Aram. He grew out of that tafkid. There's a fascinating piece in the Michtam Eliyahu, wherever, of Dessler speaks about the question of whether or not you can just fulfill your mission in earth, or whether you could get a second mission, whether your mission could be expanded, whether you could be promoted. He said, generally, you can't be promoted. Generally, you're just at most going to fulfill what you're supposed to do. He says there are a few people that were promoted, right? One of which was Avraham. So Avraham, the pulpit rabbi, the president of Aram, became Av Hamon Goyim. Avraham means Av Hamon Goyim. You became the father of many nations, right? So his tafkid, says the Michta Eliyahu, actually changed. He actually was so good at it that God said, I need you to do more than what you were originally put in this world to do. You got to do something else. I need you to bring the whole world. Fascinating idea in the Michta Eliyahu. So that was Avram. But Yaakov has two names for one person. So interesting that he's Doma Lalila. He has a Yaakov part of his life and a Yisrael part of his life. But it's not a sharp change. He doesn't become Yisrael forever. He doesn't always refer to as Yisrael, right? Just like the night, when you pass midnight, doesn't instantly become, you don't instantly see the rays and you don't instantly realize you're getting towards the morning. But just like the night, he's been explaining to us, is kind of a fusion of two things, so too this person, Yaakov, is a fusion of Yaakov, Ikev, Akev, that which is in the heel, that which is trickery, that which is lowly, and Yisrael from the word sar. He is an officer, right? Be'emtza haderech mitrachesh shinui, shinui amitbatei b'hachlafat shemo miYaakov liYisrael. Yaakov ne'evak im saro shel Esav, v'yecholo. He fights with the sar of Esav and he defeats him. Shinui ze maknelo et hasarora gam ba'olam hazeh, Netilat HaBrachot Badin. Once he defeats Esav's angel, he gets the power, Sarara, he gets the mastery, he gets the ability to rule in this world as well, and he takes the Brachos. Again, a larger idea, but at this moment, he becomes something more when he defeats the angel of Esav. Yaakov Ne'evak Imidat HaLaila. So interesting. He's actually fighting with the night. He's fighting with the night. Such an interesting phrase. Ne'evak imidat halayla. Right? I've spoken to people about this in terms of people who are suffering from depression. It's probably no better phrase to use for a person who's suffering from depression than ne'evak imidat halayla. Literally fighting with the darkness. Vayevek ishimo ad alot hashachar. Someone fights him until he's able to get to the first rays of light. Hu ein lo shilton ela balayla. Vayakov shiltono bayom. Right? He, the malach, has the power over him. The saro shel Esav has the power as long as it's night. And you don't have to win the fight. You just have to get to the dawn. Again, if anyone is dealing with someone who's suffering, or a student or a friend or a family member who's suffering with depression, this is exactly the image. This is exactly the image. The idea is not to defeat the demons. You can't defeat the demons in the middle of the night. You can't defeat the demons when you're in a state of depression. You can just get through and get to the light, and then you're able to go onwards. Right, Vayaveki Shimo Adalot Hashachar, Hu Ein Lo Shilton Ela Balayla, VeYaakov Shiltono Bayom. Yaakov is able, if he can hold out long enough, if he can wait, if he can survive till the morning, he'll be okay. V'Lachein Amar Shalcheni Ki Ani Birshutcha. Okay, at that point he said, "That's it. It's over. It's over." He didn't have to beat the Malach. He had to make it through the night. We're not going to win as a Jewish people in the Golos. We have to do is hold on. We have to stay in the fight until the time of the Geula, until the time of the dawn. That's what we have to do. The Zohar. Zochahu shashemesh tizrach ba'avuro. Right? He was zocha that the shemesh should come out. Right? It seems that Chazal have an idea that the sun came out for him that morning, perhaps came out early that morning. Kan haita nekudat habekiyah shel ora chesed b'midat leilo shel Yaakov. That sunlight, that first ray of light, was an expression of chesed breaking through the din. Yaakov, I don't know if you ever thought about this, otiot yivaka. Yaakov is a breakthrough. Baka is something that breaks through. Az yibaka keshachar orech. Right, the Zohar tells us that Yaakov is miloshon yivaka, okay, to break through. To break through until the dawn, to make it through all the tzaros, to make it through everything it is, until we get to the dawn. Umeaz, kol pa'am shehu b'yirida, nikra hu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Bachya points out, and I'm sure Rabbi Drelich, you probably taught this in some format or another, that when Yaakov is in a down state, when things are going poorly for him, when he doesn't know, when it doesn't seem like where he's going, he's always called in the text Yaakov. Sometimes in the same pasuk, it'll be called Yaakov in Yisrael. Hukshehu b'srarato, nikra Yisrael, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out. Okay, so he's this mixture of these two things. It's not a shift. It's not that you get past midnight and then suddenly everything is so clear. It remains. It remains this mixture of one and the other. Just enough Yaakov to be able to stay dark. Just enough Yisrael to be able to make it through the night. Amnam Yisrael Iker v'Yaakov Tafel Lo, as the Gemara says in Brachos. The main name is Yisrael. Yaakov becomes his secondary name as time goes on and as the years go on. Ugeshenodalo shebno Yosef Chai, Vayomer Yisrael Rav Od Yosef Chai. It's supposed to say, Od Yosef Chai. Beni Chai, I think, right? What does it mean, Rav? So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, Rav Od, Rav Li Od Simcha V'Chedva. Why does he say Rav? Od Yosef Beni Chai. There's great. There's something great. My son is still alive. What he means, says Rashi, is Rav Li Od Simcha V'Chedva. There's a lot I still have to live for. There's a lot that's still in front of me. The darkness is going to be over. I made it to the dawn. Ata, now, batuachu b'chayav shelo yireh pnei gehinom. He knew that he wouldn't see Gehenna. There's a rabbinic tradition that Yaakov was told that he wouldn't get into Olam Haba he would go to Gehenna if all of his children, that was his tafkid. His tafkid was somehow to get all of his children over the finish line. And he thinks, when Yosef disappears, he thinks that he didn't fulfill his tafkid. He wasn't able to bring his kids, all of the 12 Shvatim forward. Once he knows about this, he realizes that it's going to be light from here. Umeaz yamav hayu malei shalva v'shlemut. From that point, from the point that he knows that Yosef is alive, everything's okay. Lo niftar avinu Yaakov min ha'olam ad shera'a shishim ribo b'bnei banav. What he sees, now again, in the text, it's not so clear. He's still kvetching when he's talking to Paro. Not so clear that he's so happy. But if you think about it, basically he has at that point, he's no longer in Eretz Israel, but he has everything. He has all of his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Goshen, vayechazuba, vayefru, vayebu ma'od, Amar Rav Yosi, vayechazuba achuzas olam, sharei lahem ru'uya ha'aretz. Really, they should have, the land was fitting for them. Tsar lo hayashora behem. Viskaimu b'mamane olam. They belonged there more than the Egyptians belonged there. They were home there. Everything was perfect for them there. They lived a wonderful, wonderful life out there in Galus. Ulufikach vayefru vayebu ma'ot. So even though Yaakov, when he's in front of Paro, says, I had a really tough life. It's true that he had a really tough life. He had a really long darkness. Many, many, many years of darkness and confusion and not understanding why this is happening to him and not understanding why things are so difficult. It was so much Hester upon him. So much Hester upon him. Very different for Yitzchak. Yitzchak wasn't so confused about his state. Yitzchak was a very different person than Yaakov. He wasn't the Nasi. He wasn't the fully respected person by Avram. But you get the sense Yitzchak would have understood that. He wasn't constantly questioning, where are you? What are you doing? But if you think about the life of Yaakov, it wasn't just that it was filled with tzarot. It was filled with tzarot that were hard to understand. It was hard to understand what was going on. When he leaves the house of Rivka and Yitzchak, and he's running away. Remember, this all happened in the course of a couple of days or a day. He was sitting there, ish tam yoshev ohalim, whether you understand it, that he was tending to the sheep or that he was tending to the Gemara, whatever it was, he was living a fairly simple life. And then suddenly his mother dresses him up, boom, 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 and he has to run away from home. And Esav is home. Esav seemed like he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. Esav is going to get the family inheritance. His entire world fell apart in 1 or 2 days. And that's really the image of Vayivga b'makom vayolen sham, the darkness that sets in prematurely, in fact, according to Chazal, the darkness that sets in prematurely to get him to stop there. This darkness just appeared out of nowhere, not only at the place of the ladder, but into Yaakov's life. This darkness just appeared out of nowhere. And it's very hard for him to understand how it could happen. It's hard for him to understand. Mark, you want to know how the brothers could have done this to Yosef. Yitzchak can't figure out how Vayeshev Yaakov, right? The beginning of how Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. He made it back. He did what he was supposed to do. He just wanted a little rest, a little normalcy, and he can't catch a break. How many times did Yaakov Avinu say, Tati, what are you thinking? What are you doing here? Right? What is this whole plan? In the end, he's able not simply to be reunited with Yosef, but he's reunited with the fact that even the darkness was really light. That the fact that he was separated from Yosef all of those years was in order to save the Egyptians and save the Jewish people It's a fascinating idea. We know that Yaakov Avinu, when he meets up with Yosef, so Chazal tell us, right, the Pasuk says that they met each other, they embraced after 22 years, and he fell on his shoulder and he cried. So who's crying, right? You know the famous thing. You got to assume it's Yosef. We would call him today in the dating world a really sensitive guy, right? He's always crying. He's always, you know, he's a very sensitive guy. So we assume he's crying. Question is, why is Yaakov not crying? Also, that's the question. So of course, Chazal say, because he was saying Shema. Come on. And there are lots of Hasidisha ideas that you have to take all of your whatever and you have to dedicate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even your biggest family moments can't be about you. It has to be about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not pshat. It's very hard to understand what they mean. I think there is a pshat. What does that pasuk mean? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yaakov wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It wasn't that he was running towards Yosef and then he looked at his watch and he goes, oh my goodness, it's 9:43. It's Zosma Krishma. Excuse me one second, Yosef. Let's hold this hallmark moment and I'm going to say Shema. What does the Pasuk mean? The Pasuk means, listen, Israel. That's his name. Hashem Elokeinu. There are times where we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being with full of rachamim and loving us. There are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be judging us, seems to do difficult things to us. Hashem Echad. It's one God. He was exclaiming that he finally got it. After 22 years of saying, how could this happen? What's the sense of this whole thing? Most of us don't have that opportunity. We believe in the next world we'll have that opportunity. Maybe in Yemos HaMashiach we'll have that opportunity to look back at the difficult things. And to say, oh, I get it. Now I understand why that was really towards something that was going to be helping me. We may say that, we may believe that, but we don't get to see it. Yaakov Avinu got to see it. He got to see the dawn. He got to see what comes after the night. He got to experience it. So he wasn't saying Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. He was exclaiming, listen, O Israel, I get it. Wow. He's really alive. And he really is the second to Paro. Now I understand why he needed to disappear for 22 years. It's starting to make sense to me. And that's really the life of Yaakov. The life of Yaakov is not simply to go through the night. Right? Many, many of us go through the night. But the question is, do we really actually get to see the dawn? Or do we know there's a dawn out there and we have emuna? That's most people. But Yaakov Avinu is not just Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Klal Yisrael.
Or maybe what you were saying, to see that, that the night is really the dawn, that even during the darkness, it's really, it's not, it's both.
It's awaiting it, but usually we don't get to see it, right?
Yeah.
But the Jewish people, Yisrael, is going to see it, right? That's what we believe. We don't know if any one of us will be zoche to be able to see that in this world. After we die, maybe. But we can't have confidence that any one of us, but he's Yisrael. As Yisrael, he represents the nation. The nation is going to get to the dawn and is going to be able to look back and understand what it is. And the fact is that it's fascinating, because what do we want in the dawn? What do we want in the dawn? We want in the dawn, we want that morning again. Right? We want the sun to be rising. Sunsets in the west. No, sunsets in the west, rises in the east, right? Usually. Okay. I'm in the five towns. I'm not really sure what happens here yet, but we're checking.
Just not look around. Usually.
So what do we want? Right. We want the sun to be rising in the east. We want to have that moment again. Right.
What's the clarity? Clarity. Right?
We want to have that clarity, but we want it to be rising like it's rising in the morning, right? Now, I know that the sun doesn't actually move, but the way we experience it is that the sun moves, right? The only way to get to the dawn is for the sun to go under the horizon and come out on the other side. The night actually makes the dawn possible. We think that the only thing worse than the afternoon, the only thing worse than the sun disappearing and setting, is the night, because now it's completely dark. But that which we thought was darkness was actually just the route to getting back to the dawn. It's a pretty cool idea. It's a pretty amazing thing to think about at certain times of our life. The sun is not going to go backwards. The sun's not going to go backwards. It's not going to go back. What we really hope, what we would really love, is at the time of sunset, if we could just back the thing up and have it go back to the eastern horizon. It doesn't work that way. You have to go through a night in order to get it back where you want.
Maybe that's why at the end of Vayechi, it says, during Vayechi, Rashi points out, because Yaakov Legalos is a cave, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let him.
Because what? Because the night had to come first.
Yeah, because people have to go through the night, because people have to.
Right, right. There's definitely part of Yaakov that would have liked to have spared his children what he went through. Despite the fact that what he could have, that he had the ability to teach them, right? To teach them how to get through the night. And that's what he really does for us and for Klal Yisrael. There's certainly a part of a father who doesn't want his kids to have to go through that. Right, he didn't want them to have to experience the night. He wanted to be Megalos HaKeitz, I think, in terms of what you're saying. But that's just not the way the world works. You can't back up the clock. You can't take the sun from the western horizon and put it back in the eastern horizon without going through a night first. So that's the essence of Yaakov. Chayim ba'olam hazeh kechayei tzadikim ba'olam haba. Okay. I forgot why he brings that pasuk. I don't remember why he brings that medrash. Again, assuming that that's the correct print. I don't have my sefer in front of me right now. Yaakov hu Yisrael, hu maseches chayav befrat, heim siman lebanav ledorot, begaluyot habaot aleihem. The life of Yaakov is the assurance that we have, is the message that we have, is the chizuk that we have to be able to get through all of the galuyot. Nitzchius kiyumo, he nitzchius kiyum shel Yisrael. The fact that you're going to get through the night, the fact that the night is the way towards the dawn, that is the fact that Yaakov Avinu makes it through all of these tzaros and all these difficulties. And I might add, Mark, maybe part of that is the tzaros that we caused with our own hands, maybe our own sins. Maybe part of the idea of Yaakov's sons getting to the other side is the incredible power of forgiveness. The fact that there may have to be tremendous punishments, but forgiveness doesn't mean there won't be punishments. There may be terrible galuyot. We know that Chazal tell us that so many things happen in the galus as retribution for these, for what they did to Yosef. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to get to the other side. Yaakov Avinu, of course, say Chazal, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Mazaro b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Now we understand that statement. If you've ever heard that before, in a profound way, we never understood that before. What does it mean, Yaakov Avinu lo meis? It doesn't mean that he didn't die. It's pretty clear from the psukim that he died. Right? So what does it mean that he died? That he never died? What does that mean when the Gemara says that? Mazaro b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Just as his children are b'chayim, so too he's b'chayim. In other words, because his children are b'chayim, he's b'chayim. Yaakov lives two identities. Yaakov is two things at once. He's an individual, okay, but he also represents the entirety of the Jewish people. So right, Yaakov so dies, but he keeps going. What?
That's why he has the two names.
Correct.
Because he may have died as Yaakov, but as Israel, lives
Correct.
On.
Correct.
My question is, are we sure we're not dealing with a split personality here? And because with Avram, going to Avraham is more like a career change. Mm-hmm. He went from the local rabbi to the Groyser rabbi, the big, old, renowned rabbi. Here, he has a total different name. So isn't, perhaps, if we look at it psychologically...
It is. There are times where he appears to be very, very, very different in certain stories. There are cases where he seems very passive. There are cases where he pulls himself together and plays a very active role. It's not. And the fact is, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out, his name keeps flipping back and forth for the rest of the book. He doesn't inhabit one personality completely. You're right. Yaakov tikein tefilas arvis hatfilas shalayla. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that Yaakov thought Myriv was a good idea. Yaakov's essence, Yaakov's life was Myriv. He wasn't masaking Myriv because he said you should daven at 10 p.m. or 8 p.m. He allowed us to understand what does it mean to go through a Myriv. How do you relate to Hashem? Every tefillah is basically a relationship with Hashem. Shachris is how do I relate to Hashem at the good times? Mincha is how do I relate to God at the very difficult times? Myriv is how do I get through the long galuyot in my life where I'm not sure what's going on? That's what it means. Shabba Yisrael ovrim eskeshkas hagolos v'zochim l'or ha-ga'ula. The Jewish people get through the darkness of galus and they get to the or of gula. Da'at l'avon nakel. Shana'utzu b'midat shedavku b'hem ha'avod l'hiot l'hem merkava. Merkava, this is a tank. This what do we got here? We're gonna have an introduction to the next parak, which we'll see in Mirtz Hashem next week. Shemitoch ota aspaklaria shehem rauba et borei yitbarach niglahu alehem. The way that they live their life and the way that they saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu related to them. We're gonna see this. Avram Yodalela could Shabrihu Migoas Paklaya de Iu Midas Gedola Midas Achesed, Yamina de Malka. The Zohar says Avraham knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Chesed. Yitzchak Yodale Bedarga de Gvura. Yitzchak related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the way of Gvura, of fear, of strength. The Yaakov Achaz Bishtayim, Bemidas Achesed, Bemidas Apachad, Bishava, Vehisnag Bishtayim Keachas. Be'emes, and he put the two together. Be'emes, I said so much in those three things that too much. We're getting too far ahead of ourselves. But it's becoming clear where he's taking this. That we may never have really thought about it this way till we read this sefer. That Avram is Shachris, Yitzchak is Mincha, Yaakov is Myriv, and that the reason why these three people are our avos is because we can always turn to one of them and say, "What did you do? How did you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" Had they had lives that were more complicated, had they had lives that weren't so extreme, it would be harder to pin down exactly what they would do in a certain situation. So you have these extreme examples, which give us these three pathways to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One we should practice every morning, one we should practice every afternoon, and one we should practice every evening. Next week we'll see as he takes this mud. This is only the first, this is the beginning of what he's telling us about having it. It's the first part of this perek. He has so much
deeper than this
to explain to us how the Avos paved these three paths. Yeah, Dr. Mark.
So I'm walking away tonight. I don't know what's going to come next week. Walking away tonight thinking perhaps Myriv is really the service that we all should be going to versus in sort of in a lot of people's life, it's about Shacharis and they'll skip Mincha and they'll skip Myriv. It's not.
I think what it means is that many of us feel, many of us feel that we live in Myriv more than we live in Shacharis or Mincha.
Right.
So it could very well be that in terms of the tefillah that most often speaks to our current struggle of how to relate to God, Myriv may do that better than anything else. It's true. It's true. There's something definitely to be said for that. There is. And the fact is, it's not simply that we sometimes feel in darkness. It's that, you know, what Yaakov is a combination of these elements. We rarely feel as much in a place of chesed as Avraham, or as much in a place of din as Yitzchak. Yaakov is much more balanced, and therefore he kind of provides the, you know, the playbook for much of our life in terms of the ups and downs that he faced in the darkness. You're right. It's very interesting. Yeah, okay, let's practice Myriv this week. Okay, see you next week.
Thank you.